الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات مجيب الدعوات رفيع الدرجات رافع السماوات وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سواه بها نحيا وبها نموت أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد وقد قال الله تعالى في محكم التنزيل وفرقانه المجيد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, nourisher, provider, and protector. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved Master, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to guide the entire human being until the day of resurrection. The respected elders and brothers and friends in Islam, first of all, I would like to remind myself and you all, it is the most important element in our life, God Mother, fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usiku wa nafsi awwalan bi taqwallah, haqqa tuqatihi, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wherever you are, whatever you do, fear Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the success in this life as well as hereafter. Obeying His command, whatever Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has command, we make sure we don't go against His command. Doing sin, doing haram things. And following the Sunnah of our beloved Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah of our beloved Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the guidance for us. It is light for us in our life. In this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us success. Respected elders and brothers and friends in Islam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us chance and opportunity. Time to time, reminders, opportunities. We have to take this chance and opportunity. We have to make use of it. Without wasting the time. When opportunity, the chance were given, we have to make out of the best of it. Once the chance, the opportunity is gone, there is no point regretting. Asking, crying, there will be any no basis in God. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, rahmat, 70 times more than a month. Allah is Ghaffar, Allah is Ghafur. Allah is reminding us. All the ni'mat wa ta'udhu ni'mat Allah ila tuhsuha. The bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has given for us this wonder and gift. Bounties ila tuhsuha. We should not think that what Allah has given to us, what we have got in our life, and it is in the divine Islam. Everything, out of best of the Allah has given us the Iman, Kalima, لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. இதே ஆஸ்வரி இதே எப்படி make us to forget our creator, our purpose of life, the objective of life, why we have come to this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith, the time will come, it will be difficult for us to protect the iman. Like how a person is, it's impossible, it's difficult to hold a charcoal in our hand, more than that. Because we realize that our activities or what we speak actually go on to iman. Another hadith of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the morning a person will be mu'min, Muslim, asbaha mu'minan wa amsa kafir, in the evening he'll become kafir. Because so much health is absent, without realizing it, he will go on to Islam. Evening it becomes, be a kafir or mu'min, in the morning it becomes kafir. That is the surrender of Allah is not. The time has come, because we have to be serious in our life. The clock is ticking. Day by day, we are getting closer to our kafir. What is our object? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this life between life and death, that is an interval. Period. We are struggling for it, my dear. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us, our time finished, we have to go. There is no choice. Think in reality. What did we bring? Did we bring anything? It is reality. And when we are leaving also, we are not going to take anything that is considered as important. So why we have to fight and use time, spend our entire life for what we are not taking? For this reason, for this dunya, between family, friends, we break in our relations. So we have to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us intellect to understand. So I would like to remind today, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, 5 minutes, is keeping us, giving us advice. How? Because we are patient, what to do, sometimes as human beings, we commit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 286, Allah says, لا يملك الله نفسا إلا وسعها. I do not burden anyone except according to his capacity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the provider, he knows each and everyone. How much he can bear, difficult. He knows that the person is having sickness, the person is having financial difficulty, tension. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives according to that. Everybody in this dunya, my respected brothers and sisters, we live with the difficulty, with problems, there is no trouble free, nothing free this world. That means we have to go to Jannah. Everyone will have some sort of problem. Allah will test them in that way. The
rings fitted in the brother's exam. So we should know how to manage it. We do certain things according to our desire, our wish. We should know that what is of my capacity and do it. For example, taking loans. We take loans for our luxurious life, not for our needs, wants, desires. Every individual should think and wisely. Think before you do. Now you find it from Allah. That's it. That's the question. And the ayah further continuously. رَبَّنَا لَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَعْقِلْنَا. And ask, Ya Allah, do not burden according to our capacity. What we can. لَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَعْقِلْنَا. Never give us this. A person cannot bear. We might be thinking, why? Why Allah is giving so much difficulty? No, no, that person can sickness or whatever. وَقْفُ عَنَّا وَاللَّهُ مُقِمْهَا مَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْحَمْنَا عَنَّا مُولَانَا فَسُّكَ عَنَا Beautiful word. It isn't that it is in God's Islam. Allah has given us everything, so we have to act wisely. Without giving power, desire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very clearly says, a wise person, and thank you to man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'ala Allah. A wise person who will sacrifice his own desire for his luxurious. We should know whether it's what is it doing, every individual knows when it's the nature of that. What is my capacity? What is my income? How can I bear it? Can I do it? Allah has given us that choice and understand to think and ponder. So we do stupid things in our life and we or we blame. We have to do all. Islam is such religion. Being an Islamic comprehensive religion is showing us everything. All the corners, everywhere advise how to. Live on way to do it. Allah says, tie the camel, I have to tawakkul on Allah. Trust in Allah. So we do the effort, we do things. We make effort and we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, we make effort and rest of the things that you have to do. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The relationship, the connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's the middle of the earth, we think that everything is me. I have money, I have power, I have contact, I can do everything. No. We are forgetting to call back Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember in our life, whatever we do, we have to have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Raka, use Raka. And do things Allah will bless me and not help me. Because to do a good deed in this dunya, in this world also, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us. Allah has to accept us. Allah has to give us. To stay away a sin from a sin. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to accept us. Nothing is that. We can't say that I do, my son. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah illa billah. The rest of the day of the Lord is God. Today, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a subject of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second ayah, the Surah Al-Qalaq, the third ayah, the verse, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Those who keep trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He is sufficient. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Allah will take care of him. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Everything will happen according to its plan. In the respect of the dead and the man, who's having trust towards the material creations? This person can do, this can be done, and we have trust on that. And we're going behind that, Allah will test us. The test will come from that, from those. Hamza makes it there. Test it comes. He wants to come out of it, but it is difficult. He cannot come out. Yes, the religion of Allah is that everything that Allah has given to us in this dunya, let's do that, we get closer to Allah. Our family, children, everything is a blessing. Some don't have children. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran. يَمْلُكُ مَا يَشْيَا يَهَبُ لِمَا يَشْيَا إِنَاثَ. Some only have boys, some only have girls, everything. Yeah. Vehicle, house, a job, a business, whatever, everything Allah has given us. So many people in the world of Islam keep the offer of Allah. Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third ayah. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Surah Ali Imran, verse number 139. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوُونَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوُونَ. Worry, sorrow, sadness, tension, unnecessary. Why didn't it happen? Take things in our head that way. What is going to happen? We did. In the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has to happen is to happen. And unnecessary we get worry and tension and caution. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوُونَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are with me, if you are true believers, Allah is with. Allah is with. So when you speak to this, just want that and call the desire. Simply, in our life, that when occasion comes, things happen. Then you read it. Allah says, why do you have to do that? If you are true believers, so a true believer, what is it? لَا يُفِنُ وَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ وَكِلَّا يَسُنُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. A true believer will reach for others. What he left, what he left. So you can say, Akihi, by brotherhood, everything. He will also reach for others. They respected him as a brother. The fourth ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of Kursi, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. No misfortune happened except his permission. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. So except his permission. Allah's permission, if Allah wants to have, he intends to have. إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. If Allah wants to will something to happen, كُنْ. What is كُنْ فَيَكُونُ? Happen. So we have to educate ourselves and we should think and talk that it should not go out of Iman. Our activity, our act should be wise. Allah knows what is happening, what is the next moment. Allah knows whom to give, what to do, everything, my respected Allah. Islam, being in Islam is sometimes beyond our control, beyond our imagination. We submit towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What our desire is, we can be sometimes totally opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth ayah when inscripted in the Quran of Islam, Surah Al-Baqarah 153, verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Going to him, اسْتَعِينُوا. You ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ بِالصَّلَاةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a weapon. Salah, yeah. Anything we need, we pray to Allah. The order of the heart. Anything we need when it comes to religion and knowledge of Islam, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will change the heart. يَا مَقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ سَبِّتْ. Order of the heart, we can change, we can put, we might be thinking it's impossible, but we pray and do sadaqah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do permission, whatever we want to do. So this is what we are lacking by this intention of God. We should teach our children this yaqeen, this trust must be. Whatever they ask of us, teach them, guide them, first ask Allah. Protect us from the empire.